to better use our thoughts and feelings. To believe that genes control and give character to our lives, since we apparently don't select the genes we cope with, and since we can't change the genes that we have acquired the belief that our lives are pre-programmed by the genes we acquired at conception. This is referred to as genetic determinism. But the mechanism of genetic determinism would require an excess of up to 150,000 genes to create a gene-controlled biology. When the Human Genome Project results came in, we found that there are approximately only 25,000 human genes. This means that there are not enough genes to account for a human as a genetically controlled automaton. There has to be a second genetic code that is more powerful or overrides the functions of the primary DNA genetic code to account for human complexity. The name of the field of science that describes this new genetic mechanism is called epigenetic control. Epigenetic control. Epigenetic control. Epigenetic control. Logical response. So we can learn how to positively affect our physiology by becoming conscious of how to better use our thoughts and feelings.